Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we'll spend a little more time learning about some of the additional features of the Visual Basic Express Edition IDE, as well as the Visual Studio IDE. In order to be productive, you're going to need to know a bit about how to maneuver around inside of the IDE and find the things that you're looking for. So what I want to do in this lesson is highlight some of the major features. However, for a more thorough discussion, please refer to the Visual Basic Express Edition Fundamental Series. So in this lesson, I'm going to demonstrate how to open a project, how to set breakpoints and step through your application's code as it executes line by line. I'm going to explain how to benefit from IntelliSense in the code window, how to customize the IDE's interface and the colors and such, and so on. So the first thing that we want to do is open up the project that we were working on from the previous lesson. So there's a couple of different ways to do that. Now, if you're working inside of Windows 7, there is the ability to go to a pinned program in the start bar and find a recent project, such as the Hello World project. So we could click that and it would open up both the IDE and the project itself. Now, if you're already inside of the IDE, you can see that there is a start page that opens by default. There's a couple of interesting things here, not the least of which are some links that you can jump off into Discovery to learn more, but also you can create a new project from the start page, or you can open the Open Project dialog, or you can just navigate to one of the recent projects like we saw on the start bar. Also, you go to File, Recent Files, or more likely, Recent Projects and Solution, where we can find our Hello World project. Once we're inside the Visual Studio IDE, there are a number of windows that are hidden by default. However, if you just put your mouse cursor over, for example, this vertical tab toolbox on the left-hand side, you can see that it jettisons out. And after a moment, if I were to move my mouse cursor away, notice that it closes back. Now, what we can do is, again, hover over and use this little pin to turn off the auto hide feature, now at which point it's docked to the left-hand side. You should now see the typical configuration of the Visual Studio IDE. On the left-hand side, we have a toolbox, we have the main window that typically your coding activities will happen in, as well as design activities where you're dragging items from the toolbox and placing them onto a visual designer surface in the main area. We've already talked about the Solution Explorer. It's also a properties window that we'll use much later in this series when we're building a visual style application. You also see that, like most Windows application, there's a toolbar and a series of menu options as well. And there's also some windows that are docked to the bottom that, again, just like the toolbox, will appear as we hover our mouse cursor over. Of course, we could pin these down as well. And then there's also some information that we'll refer to. For example, at this point, we are ready to work within the IDE, but then we'll also give you some feedback on compilation and things of that nature as well. So for now, let's unpin and enable auto-hide again, in which point the toolbox disappears off to the left-hand side, and we'll see it again much later in the series. All right, one of the most important features of an IDE is the ability to debug your applications. So to begin the debugging process, you set a breakpoint, which is sort of like a temporary stop sign to the execution of your code as it's running your application. So in this case, what I'll do, there's a number of different ways to set a breakpoint. The easiest way, there's a little gray column off to the left-hand side. If I just click in an area that's on the same horizontal line as this first line of code, you'll see that a little red dot appears in that column, as well as a red line that appears over the code. I've now successfully set a breakpoint. So this time, whenever I go to start debugging the application, I click the Start Debugging button on the toolbar. You'll notice that there was a temporary flash where our console window actually popped up, but nothing actually executed yet. The yellow line of code, or the red line of code, has now turned yellow with a little yellow arrow off to the left-hand side, which indicates that this is the next line of code that will be executed. At this point, I can hover my mouse cursor over various things, and At this point, there's not a whole lot interesting to see. If we had a more complex application, you could see there would be little pop-up boxes to show us the values of variables and things of that nature. To execute the next line of code, I'm going to use this little space on our toolbar to either step into, step over, or step out of code. And I would recommend as we begin just to click the step over button. You can see that it now executed this console.writeline hello world line of code. If we go back to our console window, we can see the result of that change that we made by executing that line of code. So the intent here is that the debug mode will help you stop the execution of your code so that you have a few moments to inspect the values, to see the flow of the code. Is it doing what you anticipated for it to do? If not, why not? And so this allows you to navigate through the code and even change the execution of the code. So if I wanted to execute this line of code one more time, what I can do is put my mouse cursor on this line of code, and I will right-click and select Set Next Statement, at which point it now moves the next line of code to be executed back in time, essentially, to that line of code. Now, it doesn't change anything with the output so far, but what it will essentially do is execute that line a second time. Pretty cool, huh? All right. So while we're in debug mode, there are a couple of things that you might want to take note of. There are, for example, a couple of different windows that pop up. For example, this intermediate window will appear, and while we don't really need to use it here at the moment, it does allow you to type in Visual Basic Code to inspect the values or change values in our application. Now, we're probably not going to use this much, but when debugging a pesky issue, it can actually be very invaluable. There are some other windows as well that can help while you're in this debug mode. For example, if we go to the debug menu item and select Windows, there's an immediate window and a locals window and a watch window. All of these can be extremely valuable. We'll investigate those at some other point in time. So let's continue running our application. I'm going to go ahead and click the step over button one more time. And as we do, notice that now the read line has executed. It's waiting for the user's input. I'm going to hit the enter key on my keyboard. And if we switch back then to our debugging session, you can see the next line of code will be the exit out of our sub main code block. So let's go ahead and hit it one more time. And now the application has ended. We're no longer in debug mode. It's completely finished. Now to remove this, I can do one of a couple of things. I can either click it in the left-hand column. I can right-click and select Delete Breakpoint. Or I can hit the Toggle Breakpoint menu option under the debug menu, or just hit F9 on my keyboard. Okay, so moving on, several times in this series of videos, I'm going to comment out a line of code and replace it with a different line of code. So for example, what I might do is just comment out this line of code by using a single quote character and then go and create maybe a different line of code. So now if we run the application, you can see that the execution of the application will ignore this line of code. Notice that it's all represented in green text, and in this case, the green means that this line of code will be ignored by the compiler, so it will not be executed. However, I may want to keep it around because I'm not yet ready to delete it from my application. There might be some reasons for that that we can go into later. There's a couple of different ways to comment out code. For example, as I showed you, I can just use the single quote. However, if I have multiple lines of code, I can select them using my mouse and then use the comment out the selected lines button on the toolbar. And then I can, again, select the lines of code and select the uncomment the selected lines to remove the code comments. All right, so the other interesting thing that happened while we were originally typing in the code for our application, I told you at that time to ignore the little windows that pop up. You'll notice that there's, first of all, this little helper window that has all of the possibilities. This is called IntelliSense. And whatever we have typed in, it will give us a filtered list of possible options that we may be intending to type. Now, as we type additional characters, options are removed so that we get closer to the keyword or the variable name or whatever the case might be that we as developers want to use. It also highlights one of the selections so that if the keyword is selected, all I need to do is type the next logical character. Like I can use the tab key. Now in my case, I probably want to use the period because it's what comes between console and right line. So at this point, I could just use the period on my keyboard and save myself a couple of keystrokes. And you can see now it opens up and shows us a new list of possibilities filtered based on what's possible, what are members or other options related to the console class that we're in. So here again, I can begin typing right, and it doesn't just choose the first one, it chooses the one that it thinks that you want next. Also notice that I'm working in the common window. There are two windows here. There's an all window and a common window, and it doesn't become obvious here. Let me start here. Now, what I can do on my keyboard is use the alt key and then the arrow, and either arrow above the comma or the period on my keyboard to switch between all possibilities and the common ones, what Visual Basic thinks that you're probably going to type next. And it does a pretty reasonable job of this. However, there are some cases where you'll want to see all of your options. So again, if you find that you actually needed a different option than what was selected, in the case of right line, say I did want to type in right instead of right line, I can use the arrow keys to the right of the keyboard to select a different option and to go up and down. And once I find the one that I want, I can again use another, like a space or a parenthesis now, or even the return key on the keyboard to complete the typing of that that given phrase. So that's IntelliSense. Also, the cool thing about IntelliSense is that it gives you, off to the right-hand side, a small reminder of that particular class or procedure that is available. So it gives you, on the second line, writes the current line terminator to the standard output stream. Okay, they're not always all that useful, but it can remind you of the differences between two options, which I find it helpful for. Now, in this case, I'm going to type, hold down the shift key and type the number 9 to give me the parentheses. And when I do that, I get a different type of IntelliSense. This is to show us all the possible variations of the right line method. You'll see that I'm currently looking at one of 18 possibilities. Using the down and up arrows to the right of the keyboard, I can move and see all the different types of values that I can send to the right line procedure, or rather method. And as you can see, if I were to type in a literal string, let's see if it'll do this. All right, it didn't change in this particular case, but sometimes it will then narrow down the list of possible overloaded versions of our procedures here. Don't worry if you don't understand what that means. To filter out only those that now apply to the ones that we're currently looking at. All right. So IntelliSense is a big reason why you want to use an IDE as opposed to typing everything into a notepad. It will help you type faster and more correctly. And many programmers type 3 characters, hit a period or a space, type 2 characters, then hit a parenthesis. And so it can dramatically reduce the number of keystrokes once you get tuned into how it works. You'll find this to be a valuable tool. The code window itself can give you some hints as to what is working and not working within your application. So for example, you can see here, as I went to the next line of code, that there's a little blue squiggly line and indicating that there's a problem, which says that there's a compilation error, a warning that this code will not compile. Also, you'll see that there is, on top of that, a little red dash. If I were to hover my mouse cursor over the red dash, then an exclamation mark icon appears. If I hover my mouse cursor over the exclamation icon, a little drop-down arrow appears, and then when I click on the down arrow, it will show a smart tag, which is just a little window, a helper window, that explains what could potentially be wrong with your application, with your code. And generally, these give you more information about what's potentially wrong than the compiler-generated output whenever you hit an error at compile time. So in this case, if we were to try to compile the application by running it, we'll get a pretty descriptive answer, but in this case, it will show us exactly what it should look like, and it'll even say insert the missing parentheses, and I can click on it to apply the fix, and it will actually fix my code for me. So again, that's smart tags, which are enabled by these little the code window that also provides information about something that may be typed incorrectly, for example, the name of this procedure, and so on. Okay, so moving on, there are some ways to customize the IDE. If you don't like the basic layout of the IDE, of course you can move some things around. I can move, for example, the Solution Explorer window to a different position, dock it against a different side by using these little visual helpers that pop up, and it'll show me previews of what it would look like if I were to dock it there. Let me put this back to where it was. But there are also other ways to customize the IDE. If we were to go to the Tools, Options, menu option, you'll see that an options dialog appears. Now, by default, it doesn't show you all settings, just common settings. So if you were to click this little show all settings checkbox in the lower left-hand side, you'll get all of the settings unfiltered. And there are two things that I want to call your attention to. The first one is if we take a look at the text editor and we want to, for example, add some line numbering so that I can describe to you who are watching this video or to a coworker who might be looking at the code at the same time that I am, I can just say, hey, look at line number 13. So when I click OK to that, notice that it gives line numbers to each of the lines in my code now. And I can say, hey, take a look at line 6 and see where I wrote the word hi. That's a literal string. So it's a great way for me as a developer to remember what line I was last on, where the problems might be, or as a way to communicate to others. There's some other great options as well. One thing that some developers like to do is to change the environment itself and change the color scheme. Some people prefer a black background, for example, as opposed to a white background. So what you can do in the code window is change the default background from default white to black, and then change the default foreground from black to white. And so you can see now the colors have changed. And while some people swear by this, for me personally, old habits die hard. So I need to change that back immediately. Next up, let's talk about code rollup, which allows you to show and hide passages, or rather blocks of code. The reason for this is to reduce the clutter as we begin to search through the code that we've written. We can roll up all the blocks of code that we want to temporarily hide by clicking on the little pluses and minuses over here in the left-hand side. Now, as you can see, as I hover my mouse cursor over the minus sign, there's a very, very light gray background applied to all of the code that will be rolled up whenever I click the minus icon. When I do that, notice that the minus icon turned to a plus icon, and that all the code that you did formerly see has now been rolled up into this submain dot dot dot. Also notice that the line numbers now go from line 3 to line 11. If I hover my mouse cursor over it, you can see that the full passage of code that's rolled up into this little roll-up area. But some people prefer to do this, especially when there are hundreds of lines of code in a given file. It helps you to easily identify the code that you're looking for and to kind of remove anything that might be a distraction to you, so you can open and hide entire modules if you prefer to do that. Any code block can be rolled up. The next thing that you need to be aware of is the state of the code, whether the code has been saved or not. So I've done some work here in our application. I've added this console.write line. We have a few extra lines here. Perhaps we wanted to format our code that way. How do we know whether we've saved this or not? Well, if you take a look in the tab off to the right-hand side of the file name, there's an asterisk. And so to remove that asterisk and what that represents, all I need to do is either save the current file by clicking this button, or Control S on our keyboard, or Save All button on the toolbar by clicking this the multiple disks like we did earlier, or the Control-Shift-S keyboard shortcut. So now that we've done that, notice that the asterisk is gone and our code has been successfully saved. Okay, so again, this was a very, very small collection of the information about the IDE that you're going to need to know while you work through this series of lessons. Hope that was beneficial. Let's pick it up with actual syntax of Visual Basic in the next video. See you then. Thank you.